So there's a pasuk in Shiashirim. In Shiashirim, the Goyin, Rashi Betzim also, they learned that Shiashirim is a, it talks about Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finding them, Mitzrayim, the Geula, the Golos, the Beis HaMikdash, the Golos, and the eventual Geula again. That's the general flow of Shiashirim, a little bit different Pirushim, different Pesukim, the Goyin Darkoi. So the Goyin on, this is beginning of Perik Vav. Doidi onaholach doidich ayofer benoshim doidi ar legano and so on. With that ends the parsha of Klal Yisrael with Umas Olam in Golus, and now he says the next pasuk starts Akadosh Baruch Hu being mishabeh Klal Yisrael. Yofatra yosi kisirtsa novav kirushalayim ayumakadid Golus. These from here onwards until Aginas Ego is all going HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflecting back on Klal Yisrael, remembering Klal Yisrael's beauty, and so on, and eventually leading to the Geula Shleima. So he starts, Yofatra Yosik Yisirtsa Novak Yerushalayim Ayumakonit Golis. Fine, that's a Shevach, at Klolis Tek Shevach, and again, the Goyin Kedarka explains different what the Yisirtsa is, what Yerushalayim. And then the Hemshech is, Shinar Kedar Echelim, Sarich Kedar Izim, and so on. There's one piece that sticks out. Hasebi einayich minegdi shem hirivuni. Turn your eyes aside from me, because shem hirivuni. So Rashi and others learn that it means there's so much yoifin einayim that I'm become the loshen hirivuni is mizgoya daiti, whatever it is. The Goyen says. Haseben Echman Negdech is because Klal Yisrael in the Golos cries and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't bear to look at it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says before the Kates, it's not Shaykh to have Geula. So you stop being Mitzayr Kaviyachal Ribbon Shalom and Bemela Haseben Echman Negdi. So the iron over here means the ayin that's mevakesh, it's filler, bakasha for gula. It's a it's much stronger. We don't find that type of description about about the peh and anything that the mouth of Klal Yisrael bothers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't face the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. There's nothing like that. Hasebi enayich minegdi, the enayim of Klal Yisrael are something that, since the Geula can't come at this moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to move it to the other direction. It's so, on the one hand, this is a shevach of Klal Yisrael. You know, it's Klal Yisrael's enayim have the koyach where they overwhelm Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila in the bakosh of Asebe Naich Menegde, Klal Yisrael it's the biggest compliment to that koyach of Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael looks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where we have that. So what exactly is that koyach that we're talking about more than the peh? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to be mevakesh the Geula, it's along with the Gemara that they shouldn't be matrikas akates. It's also to push the kates before the Zman. You're allowed to be mispal, but at a certain point, as Rashi says, it's a ribui tefillas of midai, Rashi says in the Gemara Ksubis. So at that point, we should stop davening. We can't daven past a certain point. Fine. So why dafka is the pasuk putting it into the Naim? So we need to understand the pchinas einayim. In a person have two different functions. A person has two einayim, and one ayin. Each ayin has a slightly different function, slightly different inyan. And the two inyanim are very distinct, but they form one vision. A person, when we want to talk about a metzias, when we want to talk about something that a person saw with his own eyes. That is a pchina of ayin. It's something where Klal Yisrael, it's when you affirm the emuna, ato reis ladas, einechem ro v'loizar, einenu ro v'loizar, and as neinu shamu v'loizar, the Rambam brings it. We experienced it personally. So the ayin is something that dehers the metzias the way it is. And b'mele, it's mesiaches to what was. When Adam come along and they tell us testimony, we ask them, did you see it or did you hear it? If they heard it, it's Adam paid and it's puzzle. Eid has paid Ria. That is the emes as we deherit, the emes that is came from the other and is here in the present. So one tafkid of the ayin is to confirm the metzias the way it has been and the way it is. There's another pchina of ayin that's called miyachel, mechalos inayim. When a person hopes and wishes for something, the pshat is the person anticipates its metzias, and that's what Rashi says in Bechukosai. The mechalos inayim means that the person has such a strong sense of its existence that if it's not given to him, if it doesn't happen, the person dies vagmis nefesh. There's tremendous tzar because the person anticipated it. It's like when you ask somebody for a favor, and you're sure the person will do a favor for you. It's a simple favor from somebody who I really feel confident will do it, and I'm mu'uchzav, and the person disappoints me. So that is called mechalos einayim. The ayin itself already had it as being metzias, and it was nichsa. When we speak in terms of emes and amuna, emes is that which is in front of me now. Emuna, or bitachon, which is the karloi of amuna in that sense, means even though it's not yet here, but it's so clear to me, it's metzias, that it's ke'ilu it's here. A big baal bitochen writes out the check on the money ready because as far as he's concerned, it's there already. So there's a pchin in the ayin, where the ayin sees the future, hopes for the future, relies on it, ke'ilu it's re'iya mamish. And that's why when it's disappointed, mechalos einayim is something which is a tremendous, it destroys a person because a person rests on the fact that he knows that things he sure will be. And when it doesn't happen, it's one of the terrible klolos of the teichacha. So we have two einayim, one ayin that affirms the Atareisa, affirms what we saw, and that's one part of it. And then the second part of it is what will be. When a person, Lamashal davens, he expresses a certain level of confidence that the person will give it. Teva ha'adam is, if I go to somebody who I don't think has what to give me, I don't ask for it. If I go to somebody who has what to give but he doesn't give, I don't ask. So the asking is based on a tfisa that it's there, and b'meila it's part of my tfisa in the metzias of the Ribbono Shalom of the Ribbono Shalom as a kol yochel and so on that I'm mispal for it. So the goyin says osebe nayach minegdi. Tefillah itself is the bakasha, but the yichel, the hope, the hope and the sense that it's ready to happen, that's in a Nayim. Since the Ayin sees always further down the road, so we identify, so when I see something like very far down the road, but I think I see it already, the Ayin catches it even though it's not here yet. So b'meila, the yichul, the chelek of Klal Yisrael, that's miyachol to the Yeshuva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is ne'inayim, and that becomes Klal Yisrael's kesher to Rebbein Shalom. When somebody asks me for a favor, so a person is more good-hearted, there's more nicha to give, less good-hearted, less nicha to give. But when somebody is a dependent, when somebody is cold-cooler dependent on me, there's a tremendous sense of I can't let him down because there's nowhere else to turn to. You know, the ke'ene shifchel gvirta. So Rishonim explained, because a shifcha has nothing. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the ayin that there's nothing else but this. And that ayin is a very, so that yichul, the stronger it is and the stronger person senses I have nothing but Rebbein Shalom to turn to, that makes it, that forces Kaviyachol Rebbein Shalom to answer that tefillah. The way in Hanhagas Adam, when I see the look in somebody's eyes, we have an expression sometimes, you know, I couldn't not give him, he was so much need. And then we have an expression, I couldn't disappoint him. I couldn't let him down. That's a very different, it's a much deeper sense of kesha with the person. If I feel that that person is totally in me, letting the person down is a terrible pegiah in myself, and maybe I can't do it. So the pshat in the pasuk is Hasei b'neich b'neged klal yisrael zeinayim amiyachalois to the tikva kadosh baruch hu, and it includes tefillah, but it's the inner dimension of yichul and of tikva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's something that Kaviyachol could force my hand, Kaviyachol, and hold it off until the right time comes. That is the Pshat Negoyin.